Republic of Akwamu Edumasa, and I say thank God it's Monday. Another opportunity to meet up. And what a wonderful moment it is when we do. Folks, right here, in-depth discussion, knowledge, pearls of wisdom, passion. And when we meet here, we teach and we learn. Welcome to the ritual I call That's My Opinion. Probably one of the finest rituals on radio, only on Joy 99.7 FM, every Monday at this time. Make it a point, join us, become an opinionator, even if you're a silent one. And our topic today, dyslexia. Every cloud has a silver lining. At this time, you should be calling your son and your daughter's teacher to tune in. You should be calling your ward's teacher or whoever it is to tune in and listen to this topic. Dyslexia. Every cloud has a silver lining. Folks, let us all gather and make truth good. Good evening to you. Folks, most of you have followed me, and most of you should know by now that I am dyslexic. I think I did a show once on it, and every now and then I drop, you know, when you send your big words and I can't pronounce it, and then I tell you, listen, I'm dyslexic, go easy on these words. And you know that, you know, I have bad days, you know, bad days where I suffer really bad. Folks, now growing up, the subject of dyslexia was non-existent. So the conclusion was that you were not good enough. And therefore, yours was punishment, teasing by your classmates, caning by the teachers. Basically, you were banished from the academic world. You were a disappointment. I mean, that was it. You were banished in the academic world. You just did not measure up. The standard for approval was your ability to read and write. And there's you falling short of that. Well, then you were doomed. And folks, I was doomed. I was doomed. Because there was no way I could measure up to the standards of measuring. Now, I only got to know I had dyslexia when my son's teacher called me to explain to me about his performance in school class. And while she was explaining to me what they had diagnosed, the do's and don'ts and the, you know, ups and downs, it was like she was talking to me. I was thinking, hold on. So I came home, went on the computer, and then started reading about dyslexia. By this time, I had gone through school, been tormented, teased, beaten, name it. And I was doing everything I can to hide my condition. And there's this teacher diagnosing my son, and that's the only time, it's probably in my mid-30s, before I got to know that I'm just dyslexic. Now, folks, people are going through life trying to hide their condition because it's very embarrassing. Grown man, grown woman, who can spell, you know, you have spelling difficulties. And some of the words you can't spell are nothing, you know, not big words. But those spell are no words. You know, and this is a fine lady or a fine gentleman going through this, so you avoid anything that requires you to write. You're hiding it. And the focus, folks, the focus on dyslexia has always been on what you can't do. Anytime you hear a dyslexic conversation, it's about what you can't do. So shows like this, folks, can save somebody. I wish they had the opportunity much earlier to have listened to a show like this, you know, when I was in Martin de Porres, Northridge Lyceum, you know, Jack and Jill, name it. But everyone has their own peculiarities when it comes to dyslexia. So if you or your ward, folks, you have difficulty in spelling, you have difficulty in pronouncing new words, have difficulty in reading, you take too long to read, you want to read every single thing, you read, as soon as you take your eye off the page, you lose where you were reading, you have to come back and find exactly where you were, and it takes you, this takes you too long. Your handwriting there, bobo, bad handwriting. You can't remember names. As soon as you're told the name, you forgot. Anytime you meet the person, every week you meet the person, you have to get the name again. And so it can be very embarrassing. And let me confess, anytime the guys come to read the news bulletin, I have to take my mic off and say, you know, and then they'll tell me the name. Maxwell Agbagba is your cookie. And about Maxwell Agbagba, you know, every time, you know, and the problem, I even think you're being snobbish or you're being rude. You just can't get the name off the top of your tongue just like that. There's many of you out there. You can't remember days which events took place, even though you were part of it. Ibi Asemnisi, just last Wednesday, somebody's asking you, you know, when did it happen? And you're just racking your brain and racking your brain. You knew it happened last week, but you just can't pinpoint whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday. Unkai. Unkai. But in spite of all this, folks, you are very articulate. You are able to express yourself verbally, just not on paper. You have a talent or a passion which you're very good at. Folks, you might be dyslexic. So last week I got invited to the Open University TV show with Reverend Albert Okran. And he focused on the strength of people with dyslexia. And I thought that was refreshing. That was refreshing because anytime I'm invited to a TV or a radio program or any opportunity, oh, I mean, I can't spell and I can't read fast and I can't do this and I only have to write in capital letters and this is always like, me. But he focused on the strengths. So I thought, why don't I continue on this platform? Because indeed, the strength of dyslexic thinking has been overlooked. But now, it's very much in vogue. Dyslexic thinking is very much in vogue. So stop chastising yourself, your children, and your wards, and start celebrating. Folks, the world now needs creative thinkers. The world now needs creative thinkers. The world now needs people with empathy. Folks, the world is craving, not even needs, but craving for people with empathy. Today, with the aids of technology, I can correct my spelling and hide my mistakes easily. But if you want someone to think out of the box, look no further, because that's what we do. Folks, if you need somebody to think outside of the box, look at a holistic picture and get something that everybody else has missed, look no further than the dyslexic thinker. And that's who you are, and that's who your ward is. So instead of beating him and chastising him about this one jacket fits all read and write policy, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. Because he or she is a problem solver. They are able to think through problems, foresee things before even people think of it. Now check this out. Since 2006, with my spelling mistakes, almost every week I come to you with an opinion worthy of your time. Since 2006, every week, I'll sit down, think of something, look at an angle that everybody hasn't looked at, bring it for us to discuss. Make it meaningful enough, educative enough, worthy of your time. And sometimes, you know, I meet people who I'm supposed to be listening to who say, I listen to you. And you think, wow, that's refreshing. That's an honor. So I've just come on the platform today to say that even though we can't read and write properly, and that's the only sort of standard of measure, and therefore every other talent within you has been thrown aside, those days are gone. We are typing, we have spell check. But this world needs people who have empathy, creatives. And so those of you who got my write-up, I said, before you give up, look at Muhammad Ali. Look at good old Steve Jobs. You're probably on your iPhone right now. Look at Steve Jobs. Look at R. Kelly. Look at Richard Branson. Look at our own Ochiami Kwame. Raw talent. Can't spell to save his life. But raw talent can charm and move people. Ambassador for so many products. So I am saying that today, I'm not saying that if you have your word, they should stop reading or they should stop writing. No. You always have to practice. It's never going to be your strength. It's never going to go away, but you just find a way to live and adapt with it. However, within you, within your ward, there is a hidden, powerful talent which you must harness, because after all, that's what he or she is going to live with and is going to make money from. And I said on the show, in the UK, they did a research, 40% of their millionaires, some even go up to 60% of their millionaires, are people with dyslexia. The security services like the CIA and MI5, they actually go out of the way to look for people who have dyslexic thinking. Because when they go to a crime scene, they are the people who can look at the crime scene and say, no, this thing happened this way, that way, and this way, and the person might have done A, B, C, D. That's the dyslexic thinker. So don't just limit it to, oh, when to me and spell it, waiting, so that's it. Oh, when to me and calculate it, waiting, so that's it. The world is far bigger than that. And those who have realized it are now sitting in boardrooms. Boardrooms are hiring dyslexic people because when it comes to solving problems, if the company is facing any challenge, they are the ones that think through. They're not there to whether they can spell, you know, or whether they can't spell. No. I train no soon. They will see what everybody else has missed. They will get an angle what everybody bypassed. Now, scientifically, apparently, most of you guys work with your left brain. And that's where the reading and writing is, the left brain. We who can read and write work with our right brain. And that's where the creative, the empathy, the broad thinking, that's where it comes from. So it's a strength. Rather than a weakness, it's a strength. And I wish, because when I was in Martin de Porres, I had my own drama troupe. And I could write little sketches and then we all sit down and, you know, they would play. You know, I could watch a film and literally recite everything in the film from back to forth. But still, for them, that wasn't a strength. There, all they were looking for is put something on paper. Anything outside of the paper was not welcome. But I'm saying in 2004 going forward, forget about the paper. Forget about the paper. Many people are even going paperless now. Everything, send me an email, send it electronically, it will be corrected. Beyond the paper. Is a lot of strength and power in the mind. Now, I hope and pray that as the teachers who are fighting for Alawa getting into their, you know, teacher training schools, there will be a segment, because folks, they're saying up to about 20% of people are dyslexic. So that if you're sitting in a class of 100, 20 people in the class are dyslexic. It is up to that teacher to spot them. Find out that they need just extra time to finish their work. So if the work is 30 minutes, yeah, in 45 minutes or 1 hour, man, because they are slow in writing, they are slow in reading, and they are slow in comprehending. Doesn't mean they don't understand, but just take them longer to finish. If the teacher is able to spot these things, and then things like go and read and come and reproduce don't work for us. Tell us, catch them. Me, if you tell me something, you come back 10 years' time, I'll repeat it. If you tell me to go and read it and come and reproduce it, I will struggle. So you see, if the education system can pick out these things, instead of thinking that we all learn the same and we should all learn the same, no, it can't be. No, it can't be. And I always give this analogy that, you're going to run a test and you put water down and there's a fish and there's a monkey and say, this is the test, let's swim. Clearly the fish is going to be good. It doesn't mean the monkey is not good at something. And I'm saying, if you like, put a tree there and you see if the fish will do the same. So the fact that you have people in your class who are problem solvers, who are empathetic, who are creative, and above all, are able to think outside of the box. Folks, they are able to think outside of the box. Now, if you have a child like that at home or at school, surely don't kill him or her spirit. Don't beat him down. Don't bash him. And sometimes the sad part is, maybe your two siblings junior than you, is very good academically, and then you didn't be trying to say, look at Ama can do this and in class 3 and you're in class 6 and you can do it. You just kill the spirit of the child. So the child wanders around the world thinking, something, maybe I'm not good enough. If I can just finish anywhere I can get to and finish school, let me just get out of this system. And you know what happens? If you're not fortunate and this child found themselves in bad company, sakawa or drugs or any vice, gambling, whatever it is, they're gone. And you know why they're gone? Because they are able to think outside of the box. The company that they find themselves in, they value that child. They cherish him. Because when they're going for a robbery, he's the one who tell you, no. He ain't far back gate. He ain't far front gate. They can think. And so they excel. Folks, they excel. Whereas if you have just harnessed this child's ability, he could have been a good director, he could have been a good designer, he could have been a good filmmaker, he could have been a super creator. Look at Steven Spielberg, the guy who directed Thriller, the best-selling album to today. Thriller, the guy who did the movie. Steven Spielberg. Many big movies that this guy has done. Dyslexic. So let us not limit and focus, he can't spell, he can't, the whole world comes crumbling down because he couldn't spell. What about all the other things that he could do? He could have been a good orator, good speaker. Well, look at me. You listen to me every Monday. I still can't spell to save my life. But I'm not sure you're sitting there judging me that, I'm going to tune off because he can't spell. I have more to offer than my spelling. And so is you or your child. So we are pleading with parents, pleading with institutions, and pleading with the educational fraternity that these are the creative, the movers and shakers of the town, are the dyslexics. Go to the advanced world, the millionaires, those who are moving, creating, thinking for the town, are those who are dyslexic. They're not sitting anywhere spelling anything. So dyslexia, folks, there's a silver lining in every cloud. Yes, I know it can be horrible. I mean, you'll be a bunny natural. 5 minutes later, we'll refi. And then you meet him 2 days later and you're thinking, shoot, what's this guy's name? Something happened just 2-3 days ago. And you just can't recall it exactly what day the thing happened. I mean, you remember the event, but you can't pinpoint the day. Spell a word today, who's spelling it? Fine. Just next, tomorrow, you can't spell the word. But I'm saying, in spite of all that, In spite of all that, the energy, the strength, the passion, the creation, the seeing. I mean, sometimes, you know, dyslexics are even that, like, spiritual. They can literally, like, prophesy, see well beyond what people have thought of. They can put one or two things today and tell you this is what is going to happen next week based on what's happening. That's how deep. So if you have a son, a child, a ward, or if you are like that, I'm saying don't beat yourself down. As for your spelling mistakes, you live with it till death. So forget it. But rather, focus, celebrate on your strength. Folks, it's 0302-216-541. I just wish somebody had told me much earlier. I just wish somebody had told me much earlier. That, no, yours is to think outside of the box. Yours to create exciting content. Yours is to educate. If you can't spell, it's not the end of the world. Nana Kwesi is on the line. Hello, Nana.
Nana.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. But I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would like to say this. I don't care whether you can spell or you forget. See, the common sense and wisdom that you speak, that is what is important to me.
Hmm.
And that is the reason why I'm tuning in every Monday day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, mine is not dyslexia, okay? However, I also have this thing whereby I realized, very young, I realized I was very good hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So I could do things and put words to it. So this subject that we learn in school, that is very, very hands-on. I did very well because what I do is practically, when I sit behind the exam paper, I just, it's like very, very graphic. I'm just playing the whole thing after I do it. And I'm putting words away. And I was doing so well. However, my teacher, this spelling thing too, I could read, but the spelling was somehow for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this teacher, everything, now that I'm grown, sometimes I sit and I'm like, no, this is what they didn't help me. I wish that I could find it. And I would sue them because they have abused me for no reason.
Hmm.
I left home, I went home, started reading on my own, and I realized that the words, I see the words, in the head, very, very graphic. So I said, and you mentioned the word, and I could remember, oh, I saw it in this. This is how the word is like, and I just write them. And that is how I started spelling. It didn't come from school, it didn't come from the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how far we have a very long way to go, really, with our education system. Today, putting schools at the trees and not having chairs shouldn't even be an issue. Like, this is where we should be heading to. How are we training our teachers so that they could detect some of these things? Right.
Hmm.
So that these students, we could help them as soon as possible. However, look at who we are. Someone takes books and chess, because we can't even buy it. And so you see, we have a very long way to go. A very, very long way to go. So I'm very, very grateful for the company, because I could relate so much the beatings that I've enjoyed of teachers. Because they couldn't really get the fact that somebody is a little different. They couldn't get this one. They will beat you. They want you to be like just everybody. You have to read and understand. And one or then they keep comparing you to people whose minds are different from you. They'll compare you to them and they'll be beating you for no reason. You know, I could have been just a little time and a little attention. Treat this child differently. And you could get the best out of them. And now we have a long time. And I pray it gets better.
Thank you very much, Nakwesi. Thank you. Derek is on the line. Hello, Derek.
Yes, sir. Your emergency.
Let me hear you.
I greet you, sir.
I greet you back.
Nana, I thank you for raising this issue.
Mm.
The issue is very simple. This is the bane of our problem. Because sometimes, I don't know, people are slow started and then up well, and others have fast started, they don't end up well. And then the playing one against the other has been the bane of the issue. You look around all over the place. Oh, media coming by the cocoa. Yes, we and all that is killing us. I thank you so much for raising this issue. I am a victim of this issue, Nana. Honestly, I am a victim of this.
Thank you very much. That was Derek. And Nicholas is on the line. Hello, Nicholas.
Hello. Good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Yes, Nana. Mm-hmm. This.
Nicholas. Nicholas, start again because I lost you there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, if not true joy,
yeah,
I've never heard of it before.
Okay.
Yes, and I am a teacher myself. Okay, so if I have students in my class, I will not know, if not true joy, that I got to know some of these things. Now, the thing is, our curriculum in the colleges of education, in the universities, do they think about all these things? Most teachers don't know. I'm telling you, I will not be surprised if about 80% of teachers, especially in the public schools, have no idea about this. So the best thing is, I don't want to say a particular government, but the education ministry should do something about it, so that we will not be losing valuables. Because if not you coming out, if not others coming out, look at the people you are mentioning. They are very intelligent people. And if you are not told that this is what they were, you will never believe it. So it is high time that in our various educational institutions, we let the new teachers who are coming know that this is the thing. So when they see such a child, they won't. I have a girl in my former school. She is a left-handed person. The mother was beating this small girl that she should change to become a right-handed person. And so the KG teacher told me, and I said, no, let's invite the parents. And I talked to her that it will affect the child psychologically, emotionally, everything. Nana, could you believe that when she stopped, in less than 2 months, this girl is lively. This girl is now in class 3. So it is up to us not to be blaming people like you, people who have these challenges. It is not even a challenge. It is a gift. It is a gift. Let's encourage them. Ministry of Education should do something about it.
Thank you very much. And I really say it's definitely a gift. It's definitely a gift. And Beth, lower your set for me. Betha is on the line. We get Betha to lower her set and then we can continue. Have I got Betha?
Yes.
Hello, Betha, let me hear you.
Yeah. I was speaking to you.
Yeah.
This is your program. This is my first time, surprisingly, but as if I've been listening to it for a long time.
Great.
Well, this topic is so personal that as I speak with you, even as a head of an institution, I know very well myself that even if you teach me 2 plus N and you change it to N plus 2, to be honest with you, you've not taught me.
Mm-hmm.
Even at my tertiary, when I was having, referred in maths.
Mm-hmm.
My children taught me very, very well. When I got there, there was this topic. I taught even my colleagues. When we got to the exam room, the question just landed as the first compulsory question. I just looked at it. I couldn't work it out. When I got it out, all of my colleagues were saying, this thing. I told them I couldn't do it. They said, oh, how? I said, this part that has this not knowing is improper fraction, that's mixed fraction,
mm-hmm.
which was now in between, which I was supposed to change to a proper fraction and work out the whole thing. My brother, I couldn't. And imagine that when I was even in school, school, from my primary school to middle school, my colleagues, when it gets to detail, say, wow. But when it gets to math, then my colleagues will say, okay, we shall see, you too. And then my own sons, one was Sabre, the other down, and even a left-handed. The father and I would build, he's the elderly one. He would beat and beat and beat him. That's how come he cannot write well. He's very this, he's very that. But I got to a time, I became so sad that how come my eldest son is unable to write or answer questions very fast. So somewhere along the line, I decided to leave him alone. I wish he's even listening to this program. As I tell you now, he's a media person.
Mm-hmm.
Even with TV3.
Doing very well, and, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is a photographer, as but he did sound at NAFTA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I realized that we really, really, really. So in school now, one, you don't have to change any left-handed because he was even a left-handed. We managed thinking that it's because he couldn't write with the right hand. That is why he's not able to write. So we had to beat him to change from left to right. Now I have even regretted because when I see left-handed people, I just envy them.
Bertha, thank you very much. Kwesi is on the line. Hello, Kwesi.
Good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Thank you for the topic.
Hmm.
I think it's part of one issue our educational planners, policy makers would have to. Not only this, we have dysgraphia, dyscalculia, mm-hmm. and other issues in special education, which should be handled in the normal classroom. And I believe that our young ones and the so-called those who are not doing well would pick up. Everybody is gifted or talented in one area or the other.
I agree.
I went through various challenges, but thank God I could make it up to the top of the academia. So I strongly believe that how we begin our children in the classroom is the most important thing. And the training of our tutors and teachers, whether for the universities or college of education, I'm in a college of education, and we just scratch the surfaces. And I believe that going forward, as you said, Minister of Education and others should come in, and everybody would find his talent and gifts.
Thank you so much. I thank you so much. Talent and gift. Ajimai Joseph is on the line. Hello, Ajimai.
And I believe you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm very well, my brother.
And I did very serious office. My younger brother was learning driving. It took him a hell. He suffered before.
Mm-hmm.
After knowing how to drive, he drives very well. I think those you are talking about need a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. They need to give them enough time. Otherwise, when you ignore them, you ignore something special in them.
Hmm.
They might be slow learners, but when they get to know, they'll be great. Understand? In this case, are we going to have special people to take care of them apart from the teacher? Because they might need a psychologist. They might need somebody who should guide them.
Not necessarily. I mean, like me, if you're teaching me, I like to hear more. So don't tell me to go and read something and come. They're catching me. Just, or let's discuss it. You know, that's my strength. Like Kwesi was saying, he likes to touch.
You have to give the person 30 minutes to solve a problem.
Yeah.
And it might not be enough for him or her. You have to give the person extra minutes.
Exactly.
Is it going to be fair as compared to others whom you have given 30 minutes and they expect them to give the 30 minutes to finish their assignment?
Well, but the others don't have a reading and writing problem. He has a reading and writing problem. So you're just giving him extra time to catch up. After all, it's education. It's not like a competition. It's only education.
A lot of work to do.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I don't think it's a lot of work. Just a lot of understanding. Just lots of understanding.
Knowing that they are the kind of people they are learning is different from others. So extra patience for them and let's see the good in them.
Yes, I mean, you see, like in my case, anytime there was a discussion in class, I would lead a discussion. hands up, who understands this? But, you know, talk. But then when they say, okay, now we have finished the discussion, put it on paper and bring it, there's nothing on my paper. So the teacher should, or alarm bells should ring that, hold on, how come this person was discussing the issue? He seems to understand it, but on paper, and koye. Hello, DJ Odo. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yes, DJ Odo, right?
Yes.
Let me hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This topic you are treating is a very good topic. It's something a lot of people don't know about. And as you said, children have been caned and forced to spell words and all that. And this is an eye-opener. And what I would suggest is that the Ministry of Education must take it up. The Special Education Division of the Ghana Education Service must find a way so that they can identify all these children who have their dyslexic, and then they help them. They shouldn't be forced, as you are saying, to spell, you know. So maybe teachers should be trained to identify the children, and then with the help of people at the Department of Special Education at the Ghana Education Service, they will be able to help such people, because as you are saying, they have a lot of abilities in them that is not tapped. So this is a very nice topic, and kudos to you.
Kudos to you for picking up the call. I think this is the first time I'm speaking to you. Benjamin is on the line. Hello, Benjamin.
Yeah, hi Nana, how are you?
I'm very good.
Yeah, good. Well, this is a very good topic, as the previous callers have said. Though I would have preferred we talk about the parliamentary brouhaha, but nonetheless, the previous caller nailed it, and I like his submission. I think that, yes, those people ought to be identified, and they ought to be separated from the main students.
No, don't separate them. I mean, the Bonnie Ben and Mayo. I just need a little time to finish the work.
Let me give my experience.
Okay.
I have taught for so many years myself.
Okay, good.
I identify some students, they are very slow learners. As you said, they can speak, they can contribute to discussions, they can tell you, I mean, they give a lot of insight. You know, so you know they are very active in class, but when it comes to recollection, it's a difficult thing for them.
Yes.
In the exam, some of them fail. And I don't just use exam. I also use class attendance, class participation, because I'll be disadvantaging those students if I should use only the exam, because I don't understand how some of them can answer questions in class, but in the examination, they don't do well. You know, so there's a problem there. But the thing is, if I have 2 hours to teach, I'm going to teach a class of about 1,500 students. And I was teaching at a very high level.
Okay.
And I'm going to spend a lot of time on just one child.
No.
I think it's impossible. The solution is, well, they can be part of the larger students, but then they should also be given special time. But how do you know to give them special time if they don't have the policy from the school you are teaching at? So special education, whatever the guy said previously, or the Ministry of Education ought to conduct, you know, some medicals on students, so we know those who are slow learners, and they can be given special time aside the time they have the larger students. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I have Martin Luther on the line. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Hi, Martin Luther.
Yeah, good evening, Nana.
Good evening to you.
How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
By his grace.
Great.
In fact, let me say that it is because of your program and Saturday's Home Affairs. That's why I listen to Joy FM.
Great.
In fact, you really educating us, and God bless you for that.
Thank you.
And so, unfortunately, in Ghana, our education system, especially the private one, it is structured such that if your child, it's not that it cannot keep pace with the teachers, and you'll be left. You'll be sorry for the kind of education your child will have, because they don't care about the level of intelligence of the children. If a child has challenge, nobody cares, and they will tell you. Then they will draw the child from the schools. It's unfortunate. So I think that it is hard time we reviewed the structure such that education is not about someone who can chew up. I mean, when I was secondary school, my friend, he can chew everything. When I study with him, he can chew, but he can't even, when you ask him to express himself, or write without his own way, he's found one wanting.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to review the teacher calendar to say that every child is good, because if people are issues are discussed in the classroom, where everybody gets it, understands it, and you ask to put on paper, you know, people were able to do meaningful things, and that would be a healthy exercise for all the class. But when it happens that somebody say, you go and read before I come, I'm not sure, you know, if you want to do your master's and you're doing it on the, online, and then you need to have a demonstration, you're doing finance, he cannot say go and read, you have to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. But the person appreciate the preambles before he can do it. So I think your issues is quite clear. But you've not introduced one, but just a snoppy.
Mm-hmm.
I want the minority to know that you are in a country that you are not living by the land of the jungles. We are living in a civil society. I say that when the Supreme Court gives the ruling, it is behold on us all as champions should it approve it. Because any time you go contrary, that the country is living in chaos. You don't want trouble. You want peace. So that is why I'm advocating to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.